at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your mindset, align with your dreams, and create a life that you love. We'll dive into personal growth, manifesting, and everything you need to level up. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. First things first, Happy New Year. I'm feeling so excited about this year, and today I wanted to share with you all six ways to make 2025 your best year yet. And the first thing that we have to do is really just get clear on what you want in the new year, because if you're not clear on what you want, how will you be able to get this? And I think there's definitely a few ways to do this, but how I went about this was, first off, thinking about the date being December 2025 and asking myself, what would I have wanted to accomplish by that time? So like, let's say you're waking up, it's December 2025, what did you accomplish this year? What are the goals that you set that you got to? What are the things that you brought into your life? And really just getting clear on the things that you want. Another great way to do this was reflecting on what brought you joy in 2024 and what you want to bring more of into the new year. And so I really just went through the memories that I had, the experiences that I had, the things that I accomplished. And I was like, those things made me feel really great. Those were really exciting to have. Those were great things that just brought me so much joy. And those are things that I want to bring in to this new year again. And after you're super clear on that, we're going to set some new year goals. And I think there's definitely so many different ways to do this. And I think it is so, so great to set those big goals and by all means, set those bigger goals. But this year, I think it is also so important to also chunk down those bigger goals into smaller goals, because so often we set these huge goals and we get so overwhelmed and we just don't achieve them because we're like, I don't even know where to start. This is too much. I can't do this. And so when you set those small goals and you're able to accomplish them, not only does this boost your confidence, but it makes it so much easier for you to actually accomplish them. And also writing down the steps that you have to take to achieve those bigger goals. So let's say you want to be making $10,000 a month. What are you going to do to make that income? What are the steps that you can start taking? And when you are writing those goals too, it is so important to make sure that these are in present tense, self-directed, and in your control, not someone else does X, Y, and Z thing for me, or X, Y, and Z thing just pops into my life. It's like, I have, or I am doing this thing. I do this. And again, so like, just make it in present tense, self-directed, and things that you truly believe that you can accomplish. Because if you don't believe that you're able to accomplish it, and if you don't actually think that you're gonna do it, you're probably not. And so it's super important to just be realistic with yourself and start asking yourself, okay, what are the things that I want and how can I actually get there? The third thing is asking yourself, what feelings do I want to bring into the new year? Because the reason that you want the things that you want is because you want the feelings it will bring to you. But what if you brought those feelings in first? Because so often we think we have to have the things in order to feel the feelings, but it is actually the opposite. We need to feel the feelings in order to bring that in. And so really ask yourself, what am I trying to feel by accomplishing those goals or by manifesting these things? And then how can I bring these feelings into the now? And so how I love to do this is starting my day off with a visualization and just imagining having these things that I want and how it will feel, and really just sitting in the feeling of this, the excitement of it, really, really imagining that I already have it. And then if we're also thinking more practically too, it's taking actionable steps to bring those things into your life. So every morning, asking yourself the question, how can I bring X, Y, and Z feeling into my life? How can I bring more joy into today? How can I bring more love into my life? And so really ask yourself and be honest with yourself, like, about the things that you can start doing. And I have found this, like, just so much fun to do, because it is the smallest things that can bring us joy. And when we just focus on the things that are in our control, so much just ends up working in our favor. So the quickest way to manifest anything you desire is feel the feelings now. The next thing is setting intentions instead of focusing so much on the outcome. For a while last year, I found myself constantly focusing on the outcome of things and just feeling so disappointed when those things didn't play out exactly how I wanted them to. Because at the end of the day, we can't control the outcome, but we can control the intentions that we set. And when we are focusing on the things that we can control, it just makes life a lot lighter too, and there's less frustration. So maybe it is, I show up authentically in this situation, or I want to grow from this experience. The intention of even just putting yourself out there, because even if that outcome doesn't happen, the outcome that you want, you will have at least grown and accomplished your intention. And again, just focusing on the things that you can control is huge for this year. Because you are the person who is in control of your life, not someone else. And at the end of the day, there's going to be so many curveballs, so many things that you can't control. But the more that you focus on what you can control, the happier you will be. The fifth thing is create new habits that you can actually stick to. And make it easy for yourself to stick to them. So often we think that habits need to be these hard things and difficult things. It's like, no, you can start small and they can be easy to actually stick to. So for me this year, it is a 5 to 10 minute meditation, gratitude journaling, and then I wrote a new self-concept statement for myself and just like reading this every morning. And also really quickly, just wanted to mention that if your New Year goal is to meditate and connect with yourself, I recently launched an 11-day meditation journey that just helps you connect with different parts of yourself, self-love, self-confidence, just having faith that things are going to work out. And I'm having an accountability group chat that starts January 6th. So I'll put the link in the description. I'm very excited about that. But just getting back to this, I think it's so much fun to create a new routine and change things up. And while at first it might be hard to stick to, once you stick to that for a week, it's going to be so much easier to actually just follow through with it. And so I love just like being like, okay, for 1 week, I'm going to do this thing. And so for me, it was like putting my phone and letting it charge in my bathroom instead of my room. And so I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this for a week. And then after that week, I was like, wait, this was so great. I felt great doing this and not going on my phone before bed. I'm just going to continue on with this and stick with it. The sixth and last thing is changing your self-concept. The way that you view yourself is the way that you end up showing up in the world and what you end up attracting into your life. And so I think it is so important to change the way that you view yourself. And I found that a great way to do this is, number one, figure out what your self-concept is right now. So when you hear yourself saying things like, I'm the type of person who, I'm the type of person who does X, Y, and Z thing, I'm the type of person who attracts X, Y, and Z behaviors from different people, like really just acknowledge the patterns and the limiting beliefs that you are holding and recognize that how these might be limiting you and how these are affecting the way that you are showing up into the world. And then ask yourself, how do I want to view myself? What do I want to believe about myself? Who is the person who has the things that I want? So if you are the person who makes X amount of money, like, how does that person act? How does that person show up into the world? You need to become the person that has the things that you want, and then you will get the things that you want. And so I went and did this exact thing, and I wrote down exactly how I wanted to view myself, how I wanted to show up, the things that I wanted to attract. And then I wrote it down on a piece of paper and put it somewhere that I can read and write daily. And eventually it really just reprograms your brain. It rewrites your beliefs, and in turn it just changes your reality, which is so exciting. Ending this episode off, I just wanted to remind you that you are so, so in control of what this year brings, what you create this year. And 2025 is your year, and it is up to you to decide to do different this year. Thank you all so much for listening last year, and I cannot wait to see what we will make happen in the new year. Thanks for hanging out, and we will chat in the next episode.